Good morning, everyone. Last week, I had a dinner with a couple. They are like 70s, 80s years old. And of course, they are American. And you know that I am Asian. And then we went to an Italian restaurant. And then so we went to like a restaurant, Italian one. And then the waiter, he came up. And then, what would you like to drink besides water? And so by the way, how long for your adoption? My sister adopted an Asian boy, so it took a while to adopt an Asian boy. And how about you? How long for your adoption? So they thought like the couple adopted me as a, like, so I told them a while ago already. So, but it turned out really a beautiful moment that people adopt babies. That is beautiful things for me to hear. But it's not a homily. Now so we move into the homily, okay? The homily today is this week is all about love. I would love to share with you, and I would love to invite with you all reflect with me three misunderstandings on love in the Catholic world. The first one, I have seen a lot as a young priest, I have seen a lot of people confusing between love as an emotion. Love never an emotion at all. Love is never a feeling at all. But love is an act of will to will the good for people, for others. Again, love is not an emotion. People and society and the world will tell you love is an emotion. Today, you feel that you love your husband. Tomorrow, you don't. Today, you feel you love your wife. Tomorrow, you don't. What happened if Father Anthony today, he loves being a priest, and next year, no longer be a priest anymore? Is this love? Or is this different, something else? Brother and sister, love is not an emotion. But love is an act of will. So will you use your will to love someone you cannot love? Your neighbors, sometimes they are not lovable at all. But we have to love them. Why? Because that is an act of will. We don't depend on the emotions, because if you depend on your emotion all the time, it will lead you to the different way, because you depend on your feelings. Today you have a bad day, you hate everyone. No. Today you have a bad day and you will not love your husband. No. Why? Because love is an act of will. Like you wake up in the morning and use your will to love someone you can't. Even love your enemies. No kidding. God, like you require me to love my enemies. No way. No. Human beings, no. I don't think so. Maybe you can. But my enemies, who's hurting me the most, how can I love him or her? How? No way. Impossible. Because we depend on emotions a lot. Because that is our human emotions, human feelings. Yeah, I'm gonna hate him. I'm gonna hate that boy. Like, I'm gonna hate that girl. Because we depend on our emotion. However, the Lord, he tells us, hey, love is an act of will. Try your best to love someone you can't. Try your best to love your neighbors. Try your best to love your enemies. So love is an act of will, not an emotion. Second misunderstanding about love. People are ignoring the role of the sacrifice. Again, ignoring the role of sacrifice. Why and how? I loved you, Mom. I loved you, Dad. But good luck. I love you, my babies, but good luck. What happened if you say you love someone, but you do nothing for them? You say you love your babies, but you never wake up at the midnight to feed them Are you still loving them? What happened if you are children, if you have a mom and dad, and your mom and dad live in the nursing homes and you never visit them? What happened if you never call them in the nursing home? What happened if you never drive from here to visit them in the nursing home or in the hospital? Are you loving them? Sometimes we need to do sacrifice to prove that we love them. Sometimes, you, as a husband, you need to sacrifice sometimes the like your friends to be at home with your wife. Sometimes you need to sacrifice your Sunday having beer with your friends to be at the nursing home to take care of your mom and your dad. Sometimes you need to call them. Sometimes you have to sacrifice many things to achieve the different things. And sometimes we are forgetting about that. We say, like, I loved you. What happened if, okay, what happened? What happened if Father Anthony, he said that he loved being a priest, but he never answered emails? What happened if Father Anthony, he said, yeah, I love my parishioners at Light of the World, but you guys, good luck. You handle your life. I never answer emails. I never come to the hospitals. I never go to anoint the sick. Do I love you? Well, I just love you verbally. We are ignoring the role of the sacrifice in love a lot. I did wake up at 2 a.m. to come to annoy a person because I want to say to the Lord that, God, maybe no one knows that I am waking up at 2 a.m., but you know because I loved you and I love the souls. I did that. Because I know that the sacrifice I make can change my eternity. Because I know that the sacrifice I have for God, He can help me with these sacrifices to save the souls. Because I believe that the sacrifice will be the way that I can go to heaven. Because the sacrifice I make, even the small, even no one knows, even I have a hard time. Do I have a hard time to wake up at the 2 a.m.? Yeah. Of course, I'm human. Do I have why is it 2 a.m.? Do I have those moments? Yeah, I had. Why? Because I'm human, but I'm trying to be better. I am like you. Hey, keep trying to be better. Keep doing sacrifices to be better because we are called to love with the sacrifices. We cannot love by saying only, hey, mom, I love you. Hey, dad, I love you. Hey, people, Light of the World, I love you. But good luck. I never showed up. You know what I mean? We are ignoring the role of sacrifice in our life. And the last point from a homily, we are treating love as transactional. We think like, okay, I loved you, and I expect you to love me back. Hey, I will bring lasagna to your house today, and I expect you to bring something back to me next month. Hey, I did that for you, and I am expecting you to do something back to me. We're treating love as something that we can exchange, but brother and sister, the love of God never, never works that way at all. Why? God loves you unconditionally. If you have a baby, if you have a children, and if you are mom and dad, do you need to, your babies, do you need them to love you back to do something for them? I don't think so. Like, hey, babies, cook me a meal. Hey, why you do that for me so that I can love you? No, you love them because you are moms and dads. You love them unconditionally. You love them, and no matter what, you don't care about, like, what did they do for you, but you just love them. Sometimes we think, like, God, I am a good person, so I will not commit a mortal sin, so love me, huh? God, and no, I love you, even you are a sinner. I love you, even you are a broken one. I love you because you are a sinner. I love you because I know you. You have the sinful nature. I love you. It's not because you are perfect. Hey, God, Father Anthony is perfect, so love me. No, wrong. Wrong. We are so wrong. We think like we need to be perfect so that God can love you. No, 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 no. I will say strong no. No way, Jose, at all. No way. No. No. God, he loves you because like the essence of God is love. God is love. God has love, but God is. Like God, the essence of God is. Like is love. God loves you because God, he is love. It's not because you are perfect or you are handsome or you are beautiful or you are rich or you are poor or you are whatever you are, but God is love, so that he loves you unconditionally. So that the scholar, the gospel today, came to Jesus and he asked, hey, Jesus, you are the cool one. You are the master. You are the teacher. So answer me. I am the scholar of the law. And then how can I get to heaven? And the Lord, he said, love God, love your neighbor. That's it. That is the law. That is the law. And then do likewise. And brother and sister, love can make you holy. If you are loving someone, if you are loving God, you are on the way to go to heaven. If you love God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, your mind, you are on the way. Love your neighbors. Love God. That's all. It's all about love. And people in heaven, they it's all about love in heaven. Heaven is love. Loving area. Because we encounter with the loving God, the merciful God, and then we see God in heaven because we love God. We love him. That's all I have for you all today. Three misunderstandings about love. First, ignoring or confusing love as an emotion. But no, love is an act of will. The second, love requires sacrifices. And the last one, love never as a transaction, but love is always unconditionally. Love is always from God because God is love.